Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of this show is to give experience and voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? Divine healing? Felt intuition? Voice of a higher power, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-624-6008, 1-888-624-6008. I always like to say there's a non-judgmental environment. This is a healing space. Telling your stories can possibly heal yourself and others. I always say there's a higher calling on your life because there is. And so today's topic or tonight's topic is, I always, you know, have my topics relating to myself, but I know, you know, everybody and most of us feel this way. External things guarantee happiness? I just have this wonder, do external things guarantee our happiness? Where we all happy, you know, we all want happiness. Form our happiness seemingly from the outer. I mean, with events, people, of course, we love things in life. From the outside, cars, houses, new jobs, money, babies, careers, things, awards, being award, all that. It is true. It does matter. But is that what really make us happy? We know that it makes us happy, but does it guarantee happiness? That's what I want to know. These are the things that I want to know that is fundamental. Is this in our, do it come from us or it come out of us? Meaning that is it external that make us happy, these things? I mean, I know they do. I know that, you know, having money and having a good job and having it, but are they guaranteed to make us happy? Where do happiness really come from? I mean, you know, we all want to be happy. We want to be happy that things turn out right. I'm constantly, you know, wanting things to turn out the way I want them. I mean, I have expectations. And when they don't, I have a tendency to, you know, have tantrums like everybody else, you know, when things don't turn my way. But is that really my happiness when an event outside of me don't turn out right? What happens to me in the inside? So I have to know that I believe, And I'm living on earth like everybody else, that our happiness happens to come from the inside. But how does that happen? How does that happen? How does that really happen? Am I depending on someone else? Because if I am dependent on events and someone else to make me happy, then everybody has to change in order for me to be happy. For example, if I don't like the way people's attitudes outside of me is going, if I'm at work or if I'm in an environment where people have to be a certain way to change to make me happy. And that goes for my boyfriend or whoever I'm in contact with, then I'm constantly having to make them change or be in a situation that I feel like they need to change all the time in order for me to be happy inside. Do you know what I'm saying? Things must go a certain kind of way, which, you know, in life they don't. They don't always go our way. So what keeps us happy in the inside? And that's kind of what I'm wondering. What keeps us happy? And I do my own research because I'm living. And I know that if you, you know, pay attention to how you feel and what's making you happy, what's going on inside you. And I always talk about us. It starts with us because there's nothing outside of us, I don't believe, that can truly make us happy. I mean, yes, they do have their moments and they do can, but you can get mixed up. And just like I have been mixed up, you know, that things have to work outside of me or in order for me to be happy. Can I just be happy with myself? Can I just be content with being me, being happy with who I am in spite of whatever's going on? And that's what I'm talking about, being happy no matter what, whatever the circumstances that's serving me. So we got to be in a place where we want to be happy, and but we have to tap into ourselves to be happy first, if that makes sense. And then whatever, we in a space where we're grounded, we're centered, and I always talk about being centered. Well, we're grounded and centered in ourselves to be happy first. And then whatever comes on the outside or whatever circumstances, yes, sometime it go well. You're like, okay, that person called me on time. Everything is working smoothly. I got a promotion at the job. Everything is fine. But when it don't, you know, it don't break us. Like, this is my, some people's like, this is all I've been, you know, looking for all my life. Or this is my only chance. This is my, you know, I bet my whole life on this. And if this don't turn out right, then this, everything is messed up. And we all feel that way. But we need to know that we got to be, and I say more than happiness. I think happiness could be somebody eating cookies and milk or whatever. I mean, you know, everybody got their own form of what makes them happy. But what I'm saying is I believe that more than happiness, and I know we can interchange words, but being joyful within. I mean, there has to be something much more spiritual, much more deeper than just being happy on the surface. There has to be a joyfulness for just being who you are, just being the person, the spirit that you are, just knowing and being centered. And if you got this down pat, to me, in my experience, and I'm still experiencing it, but I found out just to be happy because of other people and things outside of ourselves and money, events and awards and all that, that's fine. But there has to be something much deeper that's going on. There has to be a joy just to be here. And when you come from that place, to me, everything outside of you is additional. But you have to be centered first, in my opinion. That's just the way I see it. I believe you have to be centered. And matter of fact, I know it. I'll just say in my experience, that what I'm experiencing, that if I have to sit and manage all these people and they have to be a certain way for me to be happy, or they have to respond to me because I'm experiencing this right now. People not responding to me the way I want them to through email or text, or they didn't say that right, and you're just unhappy trying to figure out all this or what's going on with them. And it's like, yeah, let me just, the more I just let things go at the moment, if that makes sense, in the moment, presently, just let things go at that time and have a center. And the only way I can tell you is to center. Everybody got their own way of centering, but I believe you need to be centered in your vibration, meaning your residence of who you are as a person. That's more than happiness. It's some joy in just being who you are and coming from that place. And yes, you can be happy, and I know I'm interchanging it, but just have a joy of just who you are and who you're being in the moment. And then you coming from that place, then all the other things that's happening to you or not happening for you, you can be at a set of place where you can deal with disappointment, or if things are not necessarily, because for real, with the happiness, you can't possibly, in my opinion, just be happy every minute of the day. You can be content, but if you have that centeredness, to me, that's more. To be centered and more joyful and in a centered space within yourself. And accepting that would you happy with yourself more, not with everybody being, I don't know, that you have to be happy from everybody's point of view. You out to make everybody happy, or you got to be happy with something outside of yourself. But you're more happy with yourself, more joyful being you. You wake up saying, you know, I'm joyful being me. I love myself. And you being joyful in that space. and you come from there. I always say coming from yourself. I always start with self because that's where it starts from. Your happiness start with you. And so you have to be happy with who you are. And that's not always easy. I'm not saying it's not always easy, but it's a start. And if you have intention, your intention is to be happy with yourself and love yourself and start from that point of view. All the other circumstances that come up, all the other things that is not happening at the time or not coming into view the way you want it to. Like I said, I throw tantrums when things don't, like everybody else, don't go my way. People are not responding to me. But am I in control of all these things? That's what I'm saying. Are you in control of all these things that's going on? It's too many parts. It's too many moving parts for that. So since you're not in control and you don't know how people are going to respond, or it don't always work out the way you want to, you got to start with self, being happy with yourself, being content with who you are, being that joyfulness behind the happiness. There's always got to be that joyful spirit that's, I'm here, you know, I'm here. And I'm here for a reason. My purpose is here. I'm joyful just being here. When you wake up with that and your intentions, I meditate. I don't know, but everybody got their own way. But I meditate and be in a state with God, in commune with God, with my thoughts and with my body, and get in commune and being happy with who I am and being joyful and thankful for my body, myself. Hell, I only got one body. I only got one self. I got to be happy with it. So happiness, you know, that's come within. I'm not saying something that nobody don't know, but I just like to emphasize it, that we all so busy trying to do things externally. And I was just asking the question, are the things outside of us making us happy? Or you're happy when you receive those things? It's best to be happy and content when you by yourself or when things are not happening, just being you at home or wherever you are. You have that centeredness that's going on within you. And how you get that, I say through meditation, or quiet your mind and have a peaceful time with God or whatever, the universe or whatever, and selling yourself. But you know your resident, and your residence is usually peaceful. Mine is peaceful, joyful, and I'm optimistic. That's how I know I'm in my own residence. And when I'm out of it, I can feel it. So you know how some people say you need to go back and be more centered because you didn't, you know, really, and we do. We get out of pocket. We, you know, lose ourselves or whatever it is we're doing, or we're looking for somebody else to make us happy all the time. You know, our mates, our boyfriend, and we put heavy loads on people. You should make me happy. You know, it's not nobody's job, really. And the sooner the better, it's really friends. It's nobody's job to make you happy. I mean, you want to make your children happy, but it goes to a certain extent. They are with themselves all day long. It's a journey by yourself. Really, we're in a shared space, but really you're with yourself. So you got to be really pleased and happy with yourself, with your body, with everything, because you're in a shared space. But you really are in commune with yourself and with your thoughts. So you got to be very happy with yourself. And you can't put it. It's a heavy load and people don't know it. And I put this heavy load on people to make me happy. And you'll say, you'll hear it all the time. I'm not happy. I'm not saying you shouldn't be in an unhappy relationship, but you should also know where your happiness come from. And if you're there before you meet the person or whatever, you know, and you have a sense of who you are, you have a sense of centeredness, you know you're resonating, and your dominant resonation is with your true self, then you know who you are. You know you're happy with your being. You know what I'm saying? Comfortable in your skin. You've heard it before. And you're not putting all these expectations on people. You're supposed to make me happy. It's a tall order. I mean, you know, you, and if they don't, then what? You're supposed to make me happy. You're supposed to make me this way. You know, it is things that we do for each other. I mean, you know, we're supposed to, with our children or and our mates and stuff, we're supposed to see what it is for their needs, but for all, not for the most part of it, for the deeper level, and I'm talking about the deeper level, I'm unhappy level, and you're the cause of it. It could be in some ways, but you know what I'm saying. I'm just unhappy. And some people would do everything for a person. You and I know this. It could be a mother doing it for a child. Or it could be a spouse. It could be a man and a woman, whoever. You can do everything for that person. And it could be for your child. You just gave them everything. That's why I go back to, do things really make you happy? Or you have a parent that's not there and they're making up for not being there emotionally, or they're making up for not being there physically, and they go and just give this child or their children all type of stuff, all name brand, all type of PlayStations, things. Yes, the child is happy to get that. The children are happy. Yes, I can do all this. I can go shopping with these cards, but they never see you. You're never present for them. Okay, I just put it like that. And you give them all these things. They have all these things. They have all these clothes, designer clothes. They have all these Nikes, whatever the latest brand names. They have them. They can go to school with them, put it on their back, but they don't have you as a parent. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Do the things make them happy? Yes, temporary. Yes, they do. You know, all the nice things, all the nice phones and iPhone 13 or whatever, 14. But are they getting your attention? Are they getting your present? Are they getting your love? Are you really present with them? And so you can give them everything and none of your attention, none of nothing. So yes, they do need your attention. They do need your love. And all what you're giving is temporary. It's not going to do anything but make them turn against you. And a lot of them, if they can't get what they want from you and they know that you have a trust fund, I'm just saying, and they're in it, they'll easily kill you for it out of ignorance. This is how you dealt with them. And you say, I'm cutting you off or something like that. And you never gave them that emotional love. And you threw money at them, or you threw credit cards at them, or things other than love. And some of them, they don't understand it. They never got the love from you. And the minute you say you're going to cut them off, and they were acting unruly because they didn't get the love. Okay. They did not receive the love that you were getting. So they were happy temporarily. They were happy in the moment. But were they really happy underneath? You couldn't do that, but you have to spend time with them to teach them how to love themselves, and you have to love them too as well, if that makes sense. You love them as well as you teach them how to love themselves. And if you're not doing that, that could turn into something. That could turn into them. I mean, it's a case of somebody hurting their parents or trying to kill them just for the money. And you would say, if you knew the true value of yourself, you would never go there. You would never kill your mother for that, because no amount of money or things, possession could possibly, and most of us know this, but you know it happens. Now, if you know this, then I'm not telling you nothing new, but I'm just saying most of us know that none of the things that they could spend on their mother could get their mother back or their parents back or any of that. But somehow they was missing this love. They was missing how to love themselves and how to receive love from the parent in a certain kind of way. And I'm not saying this happened to every parent. They probably gave them love. I'm not saying it, but I'm just saying the ones that did and thought that things would cure them and everything that's outside of them could cure them. And they were never told that where the real love is and the real happiness is within. That's what I'm getting at. You can have all these things. Yes, you can have all these awards. You can have all these things. But where do your happiness really come from? Are you satisfied with yourself? Are you satisfied with being happy just being you? Just being me, being Karen, being whatever you all's names out there, just being yourself. That the spirit and the being that God made you be, and that you came to be. And a lot of us can't. We can't even, some of us can't even look in the mirror and say, I love myself, or I'm happy with myself. And maybe you're not happy with yourself, but you need to take another look at yourself. You need to go deeper with yourself. And I always say, it start with self. And maybe you didn't have that parent that showed you how to love yourself, or they didn't know how to love themselves, and material things was it. Or we thinking something outside of us could cure whatever it is that's missing, this hole. You know, people say, I need some more money. I need even more money. I need to be a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I need to be a billionaire. Or whatever it is that this hole is missing in us that make us want to chase everything other than ourselves. That's what I'm talking about. You can have all those things, all those events, all these praises, and get what you want. And you get there to the final destination and you say, what's missing? I have everything. You've heard that before. It happens with a lot of celebrities. I have everything, but I'm still unhappy. It's like, does things guarantee you happiness? Do anything outside of you externally guarantee that you'll be happy? Yes, it'll be happy. You'll be happy, you think, if you had it, only because you needed to be happy inside. And you thought these things would bring you happiness from the beginning, which you were supposed to be happy inside first. So if you work within yourself, then everything is yours, all the possessions or whatever. And you can know, if you know how to love yourself first and be happy with yourself, then when you have a spouse, you say, okay, you can join me in my happiness. I'm happy already. I know what it takes to make me happy. Everybody got to know what it takes to make them happy from the inside. It's an inside job. And it's a continuous thing. It's a vibration that you're accessing. I tell you, everything is vibration. It's a vibration that you're accessing. It's a vibration in all things. And so when you're accessing that vibration within yourself and happiness and joyfulness within yourself already, when you meet somebody or something happens, you know, it's like, yeah, join my happiness. I'm already happy. So when they add to it, it's just, you know, it's great. You're like, oh, okay, you like to do these things. We can get married or whatever it is. But you know what it takes to be happy yourself. And when things don't work out, yes, I'm not saying don't acknowledge disappointment. Yes, you do, but you already know where to go to. You already know that this inner joy that you have, you know what to deal with. You know what you're dealing with. I'm dealing with myself. I know how to be happy. I know how to carry on. Not that you're not hurt. Not that you're not, wounded by your relationship if it ends. But you don't feel like it's the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel like he took all my love with him. I have no love. I'm nothing. And you hear it all the time. I'm nothing without him. This is a dangerous thing to me. I'm nothing without her. I'm nothing if I don't have this award or something outside of myself. If they don't give me the job, everything is dependent on somebody else to make you happy outside of yourself. But once you really get it, and know that I'm the happiness that's within me. I'm the joy that's in me. I am the divine being that's creative within myself to determine whether I'm happy or not. I get to choose. And when you get to choose whether you're happy or not, because everything is choice and everything is in vibration, then you feel more empowered. You know who you are. You know that things, if this didn't work out, this relationship, or this wasn't the last relationship, yet it hurt. Yes, the divorce hurt. Yes, I was hurt during this process. But you know who you are. You know where your real joy come from. You know where it came from before you met him. Or after you met him, you found it. And so you know that there's joy still there. That yes, the relationship broke, and yeah, there was pain there, but your joy and your happiness stayed with you. because that's where it came from. And so you're not sitting around waiting for somebody, begging somebody to come back, begging, trying to do everything to make somebody change, going through hoops and all kind of stuff to get them to make them you make you happy, if that makes sense. You doing all kind of things to make me, you just need to make me, you need to change to make me happy. I got to be, you have to be a certain way for me to be happy. You have to do a certain thing. If you're doing that, you're going to be waiting, and a lot of us are. You waiting on people, places, and things to make you happy. And sometimes at work, they'll change their ways for a minute or whatever. What happens if they don't? It don't happen down the road. You know you can't control people. I mean, we all would like a world where everybody would do it the way we want it to do and be the way we want them to be in order for us to be happy. It's always nice when somebody's treating you nice or being nice to you in a restaurant or the waitress is nice. It's easier. It's easier to love. Yes, I agree. It's easier to love when people are nice. It's perfect. You know, it's easier to get along when your mate is in a good mood and they're doing the right thing and you're doing the right thing. Yes, then everything is matching. Your vibrations are matching. Everything is great. But when somebody decide that, you know, I don't want this no more, they have a right. They may say, you know what, I want to leave the relationship. I'm not happy. They saying, I'm not happy. But a lot of times they say, you're not making me happy. Well, that could be true too. I'm not saying we're not accountable. That's not what I'm saying, that you just got to, you know, be in a relationship and just only see that you're happy within yourself. No, I'm saying that you're supposed to come from your happiness. And if you're coming from the right place and putting it out right, and that person is coming from where it matches, all right, that's fine. But you're not looking for this person to make you happy eternally, else you don't know where to go to make yourself happy or to be happy with yourself. And a lot of us don't know what it takes to be happy. You have to investigate your own self. What makes me happy? What makes me fulfilled myself when I'm not with somebody? And when I'm with somebody, fine. If they can be part of my fulfillment, fine. But I make myself, Karen make herself happy. I'm not dependent on somebody else. And so you have to depend on yourself. And you say, oh, this is a lonely situation. I'm just loving myself and that's it. No, it's much more deeper than that. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual love. And when you loving yourself, it's all these minds and all the spiritual things is within this one mind. So you're in the loving and happiness or whatever it is, vibration that's going on, that's touching yourself and others. It's a collective mind. It's a collective, but it still has to come from you. If that makes sense. It has to come from you. It has to come from your vibration. It has to come from inward to outward. And you're powerful in that way, because not only that, you're giving from within. You can give without, and then you can receive. And whatever that comes up, if you're centered, like I said, and knowing who you are and knowing you're a resonant of your vibration, meaning that your dominant vibration is who you are, your true self, then you're coming from a true place. You're not coming from a needy place. And that's a vibration too. And so when you're coming from a needy place, you're going to meet a needy partner. You're going to pick up his partner and you don't realize it. You're going to pick up that partner that's needy too. And it's cute in the beginning because, you know, it's like, I need you, you need me. That's fine, you know. And it's kind of cute. But if you're coming from a needy place and a broken place, and both of you are broken, you will match. But you'll end up clashing because both of you need something from each other. You need for him to fix your life. I thought I was going to meet this person that's just going to, you know, make all my dreams come true. I mean, we think that. I mean, think about it, guys. You know, it's like I want to meet a mate that's going to solve all my problems emotionally. He's supposed to come in and fix all my problems. Now, I've been having my problems for 40 years. And I've been dating, I've been out here dating, and then I meet this guy, and he's supposed to come in. You imagine that he's going to come in and fix all your problems, or the woman's supposed to fix all your problems. And when they don't, you get mad at each other because you both have not did the work that you needed to do on yourself. All your past hurts and, you know, childhood, whatever. This person's supposed to, it's a lot for one person to do, a lot to handle. It's a heavy lifting that they can't handle because you didn't even handle it. But you expect for them to come in and do it. And he expects for you to come in and do it. All the problems that he had with his mother and his father or whatever, all the problems you had, the love that you didn't get, whatever. You didn't investigate yourself enough to find out what was going on with you and work on yourself to get you where you give your own self love, and knowing that love is already here, that we're not tapping into it. And so you two people meet, and then you blame each other. Well, you didn't fulfill all my needs. You didn't come in. You said that you promised to come in, and on some kind of subconscious level, they were supposed to fix all your problems. And when it didn't happen, you're like, okay, I'll get somebody else. I'll go out here and get somebody. But you never dealt with your problems. You never dealt with who you are. You never dealt with your issues. You never examined the love that you need. And that's really already there, because I know that the love is already there within us. God made us. We was made in love. But if we don't channel it and know it's there on a vibrational level, we'll miss it, thinking that somebody else outside of us can give it to us. Because that's the way society and the way it's been all programmed, that outside of us is the thing. We never know that inside of us is really where our healing is at. But no, outside of somebody else is going to come in and fix this for me. Fix my heart. Fix all the problems that I didn't get from somebody else. And it's a heavy load to lift. And it's an impossible one. That's what I found out. It's impossible to ask somebody to come in and love you and do all the things, you know. I'm not saying that they ain't supposed to, you know, we ain't supposed to match as love, but they supposed to do their work and you supposed to be doing your work. And when you come together, it's like, I was happy when I met you. I was doing my work when I met you. You were doing your work when you met me. And or we can learn how to self-love each other when we get it. If it's not like that, you learn how to love yourself. I learn how to love myself. We come together and we can be in love together, because we definitely need some work. All of us need some work. So if we know this in advance and know this early on, I mean, to me, it cuts a lot of confusion and a lot of breakups to me, because you expect for somebody to actually take over your life and just take over it. And he expects for you to do the same. And when it's not working out, it's just, he took all his love with me. And when he left, he took everything. He took all my love. Now I'm without love. I don't even know how to love. I'm broken. And it's just not true. You always have that love and that self-love, but you have to know it. You have to develop it. Know it. It's already there. God always made us of love, and you have to channel to it instead of from it, and expect an external to fix it and external things. And if you're not getting it and it's not fulfilling in here, in your heart and in your mind and in your body, then, like I said, you look out for things, external things, to help you. If I get this promotion, I feel better. When I get divorced, I feel better. And you get divorced, okay. If you didn't clean up yourself after divorce and you meet somebody else, guess what? Same thing. Same vibration. You have not cleaned that vibration up. You didn't clean that anger up that was left over from when you were a kid or whenever the anger happened or the hurt happened. It could have happened in that marriage that you just had a divorce with. And all I'm saying is you have to deal with these issues on the inner level. And I always talk about the inner level, because nothing outside of us can fix it. I don't care what we do, nothing outside of it. If it does, it's temporary. So you definitely got to go within to address whatever that's going on with you within. So when you deal with problems on the outside, you know how to deal with that better in circumstances. We definitely know how to do, but we have to deal with this happiness and self-love first. And if we are, and we met like that, like I told you, we have to talk to our partners like, I'm not responsible for you. I'm responsible for your love being, and I love you, but you got to be responsible for your own love, self-love as well, or first. I'm responsible for my love. You're responsible for yours, and we put it together. And we love each other from a different space when we love it from our hearts and not from our needy. And so when we know that as a partner, I mean, maybe, you know, you can talk, I don't know, you know, to your partner if things like that happening, if he's open, he probably say, girl, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. You're not giving me what, but you know, you can say, you know, I'm not responsible for your happiness. You're responsible for it. And we all really are. And the sooner we know that we're responsible, the better. We are all responsible for our own happiness. Yes, we are. And then once you, you know, find that out and be happy with yourself, be happy with what God gave you, or if you want to fix it or whatever on an external level and you feel better, that's fine. But it comes within. You can get the boobs, you can get whatever. And if that make you happy, fine. But as long as you're happy coming from within, you're not coming from a broken space. Because yet again, when you out trying to be happy and you don't like your body and stuff and you didn't do the work, because some people do the work and then they get the boo jobs and they're happy. They feel good from the inside. But all these people, they're not. They're still hurting from the inside and they got all these things done. You know about them and they continue to get them done. Boo job, doing something to their face, doing something to change themselves. They have not checked in with the inside. And they say, well, no, I need more. My boobs are small. I had B cups. I had C cups. Now I want double Ds. I want triple Ds. I want to be, you know, beautiful. I want, and they just go on and on and on. And then, and when they're not satisfied, or, you know, it's just still not satisfied. So, you know, you have to check in and have this self-love conversation and work with yourself. It's always the work is with us. And that's what a lot of the shows is about, divine intervention, is to let God into your life. Divine intervention is let God intervene in all your affairs. It's an intervention in all of your affairs. You have to let God in first. And that goes with the self-love and all that. It comes from God. It comes from the divine universe, whatever way you want to say it. It comes from within. You have to have that love first coming from within. You have to know who you are as a spirit, a spiritual being that God made you. Even if you get up and you say, I'm a spiritual being. God made me in his image. He made me with love. I'm of love. I came from love. You start feeling it. If you had these conversations with yourself every morning, and even if you don't feel it, but if you start having conversations on the inner level, and that's when you're really receiving that through spirit, when you're in that state. And so you'll start feeling that love and feeling fulfilled from the inside. And then you're able to spread it from the inside to the outside, to the outer. Then you can give your person, your man love, but you're not expecting him to fix nothing. You know, you expected him to you know, reciprocate your love and all that. That's not what I'm saying. But you're not torn down. This is not where your identity is. It's for him to do it or for her to do it. You know where it come from, and it's plenty of it. You're filled up with this love and happiness. And yes, you have disappointment. It's not this. It's not saying that you don't have disappointment or you're not going to get your heart hurt or something like that. But it don't crush you to the point where you, you know, you don't feel like it's love in your life anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? Because some people, they have a relationship, they go and shoot up somebody or they go commit suicide because they don't have that person. They thought that person was it. That's the only, you know, thing that made me happy. That's the only thing, you know. And even it could be a loved one that passed away, you can feel that way too. I'm not saying that. But then if you have that centeredness, you're speaking to God, God can speak to you, or you can feel it that, you know, this person will, it's always will be with you. This person just transitioned. This person loved you, and this person will always love you. And you'll feel that love from that point of view. You know what I'm saying? So I do understand that, you know, we do have this love for people. You know what I'm saying? But you're not caught so in it where you're not grounded enough to know who you are as a spirit. You know what I'm saying? As a spirit, and you're centered as a spirit, and you're centered as love and divine, because you're a divine being first, and then you're a human being second. So all the things that give you love, that came from love, that came from God, is already present. And it's up to us to choose it. And we can choose something else. We can choose that something outside ourselves and say, you're the person. You need to be the one that's going to give me all the love that I need. And don't know it's yourself. So I'm just saying that it comes from within first. It's come from the divine. It's all love. And people say it all the time. God is love. And it's the truth. You got to literally know it. God is love. And so we're the aspect of the creator. That means we're love. And so we have to be coming from a loving place and being happy within ourselves first. And that way, when we're happy with ourselves, and I mean truly happy with ourselves, knowing that God made us in the image of him and that we're the aspect of the creator, we're love, we come from love, and we come, love is through our bodies and through us. It's through God. If you know that within yourself, then you're coming from that place. And you got to come from that place every day. That's why, I mean, you know, it can't be a one thing. This is an inside job. You have to, even if you know you're at the early stage, you know, you don't feel that way. You don't feel all that happy. I say happiness is, you know, it's a relevant word, but I say more like, when I come from a soul point of view, I say like joy, staying that joy, joyness within yourself, feeling that joy that, you know, I'm here, you know, Karen is here and God is here with me. And I'm coming from a place from God. He created me. I'm coming from love. And so when you're coming from that standpoint, from that spiritual point, or from that point of view, or from that vibration, you can bring out through that vibration love. And no one can take that from you. No one can take the happiness and love, the joy from you when you're coming from there. And you're constantly in it. And you live in it. Not saying that you're not going to be challenged, but you know how to be centered. If you off-centered and was thinking, because we all often do, you know, we get off-centered. And we think in the outer is going to do it for us, that person, that thing, that event. And it doesn't happen. Say it doesn't happen the way you want it. It turned out to be different. And a lot of time it do. You know, this person didn't respond. Everything you planned for didn't happen. So you say, oh, that was a disappointment. It's not like you're lying to yourself. You're being honest. That was a blow. But you're not destroyed by it. You say that was a blow. I really feel it. You can feel it in your body, whatever. You feel it in your heart. You know, that this, whatever it was that I was planning for, it could be a wedding. He stood me up. It could be a date. It could be a proposition or anything that you was building up for. That. But you know, when you're centered back, when you get your chance to take a deep breath or take a couple deep breaths within yourself, it's always, as long as, the way I see it is that God is divine. God is everything. And it's not a one thing. If that event didn't turn out the way, if you're open, you can always be open for something else. It's always and. It's never that or that. It's and. Something else is evolving, if you allow it. And most of the time, better than the event that you plan or whatever that you plan for yourself. But if you stuck on that event or you stuck on that person, you said, that was supposed to be the person for me. You named it. You said, this was him or this was her. You can't open up yourself for another possibility and probability for someone else to love. And that is completed if you did the work and they're completed in a way that you match together and your love could be beautiful because these people are living beautiful lives. You know, it's just not terrible everywhere. People are coming together beautifully. And you could be that person, but if you just name that person, she was supposed to be it, and then she broke my heart. I'm not saying don't give it no time. I say give it all the time you need for a heartbreak or, you know, that you need to. But in the heartbreak, you knowing, because you know you were centered again. You know that there's joy. You know that there's happiness up in here. You know that this is a place to go, that person didn't take everything. They might have took whatever you are supposed to have had together. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that possibility that it could have been better or could have went longer or whatever. And the love, you know, just whatever it is that dissipated or whatever the relationship was. But you're not traumatized to the point that you don't know that you have fuel of the love that's still in you and within you. There's a blossom after you heal or do what you need to do. You can go back center. Say, yeah, I know that was happened. Maybe that happened for a reason. And everything do. There's something else brewing, something else developing. And you say it yourself. That's happening with me. I love myself. I know that God loved me. I'm full of love. And just that itself is fulfilling. It might not happen overnight, but if you're working with it, every day, you'll have a different perspective. That's all I'm saying. And it won't be as devastating as some people make it out to be. And so not that you're not honest with yourself, but you know where to go. And that's where I'm always trying to convey the message that there is somewhere to go. It's like, you know, it's always somewhere to go. And the somewhere is always within. It's like, I don't know where to go. You go within. You go within, you go within and you go within to the divine or whoever, to God, whatever way you want to say it. But the answer is never external to me because you're that spirit. You're that divine spirit. So you have all the answers. Your friends don't have them. You may ask them, you might get advice. Yeah, but they don't know what you know. They don't know what your higher self know, your true self know, your God self know. So you need to go within and get the answers for yourself. Fulfill your love within yourself and come out a much better person. And then figure out what it is that you learned from that situation to come back to it. So it's good to go within all the time. To me, there's no other way. Where are you going? You looking for that person to, I mean, if you get back with them, fine. That's good. You know, if it happens that way, but I'm just talking about if it's not working out right or something that's not working out right, it's always God have other plans. It's always more plans. We're in the infinite universe and it's always and more. And as long as you're living and as long as you're creating and you're breathing, you're always creating more. But if you don't know that and you don't know how to get to that, you will say that one event or those things that happen to you is all, that's it. And then you shut yourself off for the blessings that's coming because there's always more blessings. So long as you know that and get in the flow of that and you say, okay, all right, that happened. Take a deep breath, go into meditation or whatever, prayer or whatever you do, the way you calm yourself or get angry or whatever it is that you need to do to heal from it. But there's always a way to come back. Come back to the center is what I'm saying. Come back to the center of knowing who you are, who God is, what love is through God. through the divine, you can find your answers, all your answers. And I know you guys heard it, but all your answers is inside. It's inside of you. All your answers are with you. Now, we may not know them all at the time we, you know, need to know them. Because sometimes God is, or life is testing us, and we just have to go through the lesson. To be honest with you, we just have to go through it. But while we're going through it and while the circumstances and what's going on with us, we know where to go. Because some of us don't know where to go. But we know that there's a divine within us, Christ consciousness that's within us, the universe within us, that guides us to where we need to go, our next steps. And so to be happy, completely happy, you have to be happy within. You have to be loving yourself within, the light that's within you, that you, that God, you know, that you were born with, and that your spirit really is. That's what it is. It really is love. And beyond all this, this is love anyway. So you can't go wrong. But the only thing is, if you don't know it and you get caught up in thought, you get caught up in the situation, and you get caught up in the external stuff. And that's why I started out, does the things guarantee, the external things guarantee happiness? And to me, in my experience, I say no. The things don't guarantee happiness. The things outside ourselves. The external things, people, places, things, and events. That is us, the spirit, the divine spirit, which is us, determines whether or not we're happy. And only we can be as happy as we make it. So we have to investigate what makes us happy and how to deal with our own losses or our own wounds or whatever it is that's preventing us from making happy. You do your own. I always say, investigate yourself. Nobody else will like you will. Nobody gonna know how to make you happy more than you make yourself happy. I'll just tell you that. I'll just put it that way. Nobody knows how to make you more happy than yourself. You know what it takes. And if you don't know what it takes, you need to examine. You need to investigate what makes you happy. What makes you joyful. And even if it's just being here, and sometimes it don't have to be anything to make you just being here and now, just being yourself, just being caring. It don't take nothing. Just being who I am is enough. That's enough love for everybody. Just being caring. Just being the love that I am that's already here. The love is already here. If I'm caring and I don't know that the love is already here, then I'm constantly looking for people to change. I'm looking for them to change their attitudes. I'm looking for them to change the way they deal with me. Not saying that you got to put up with nothing, but I know where to go when they don't. And things don't go the way exactly I know. I know what makes Karen happy. Because I'm caring. I'm a divine being. I have choice. I'm creative within myself. I'm a creative being. So I know what makes me happy because I'm investigating, or you're still finding out what makes you happy. But you have a place, you have a center to start with. And that's what I'm trying to convey, the center to start with. You have to have that. And so when you start with that, with yourself, with your centering, which is your divine self, you will know how to center yourself. And like I said, how you center it is through meditation. And there is a presence there, too, when you're meditating with the divine. And you can feel it. It's your own presence. It's your own self. And you meditate with that divine, you know how to anchor. And and if you do it every day, or you align with love, or you align with joy and happiness every day, it becomes your dominant vibration. And when it's your dominant vibration, you're not coming from lack, you're not coming from brokenness, you're coming from love, you're coming from happiness, and you can give that love out as much as you can, as much as you want, and nobody can take it from you. It's a love that nobody can take from you. You're steady giving it, and nobody can ever take it. You can break up. You can do whatever. They can say goodbye. You say, okay, I didn't work out, but I still love. I was born in love. I was born in peace. I was born in happiness. And that's where that happiness come from. And so that's what I was trying to convey. And I hope I convey it today, because all these things that I say, I experience. So, divine listeners, I hope you got something out of that. And I hope you have self-love and self-happiness within yourself. And so my next show is would be August the 21st, 2021, at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And I'll see you guys then. And I love you. Good night. And be happy. And be in love with yourself.